Well, I think we have to recognise the situation in Northern Ireland, where essentially businesses are benefiting from the protocol. Northern Ireland is the second fastest growing part of the EU, of the UK economy. And I think people have to recognise that there are positives in the protocol and that we have to try and make that work, as opposed to a situation where unilateral action is undermining confidence and undermining certainty, which will damage that situation.
What do the majority of MEPs here think about the British approach to the protocol and what they're doing with this bill?
I think most people feel that it's very unhelpful, because the reality is, if they continue down this road, there won't be an agreed a settlement, if you like, or an agreed position. And as long as they act unilaterally, it's impossible for the EU to negotiate with that situation. So there really needs to be a meeting of minds. There's a recognition that there probably are certain challenges that have to be dealt with. And the only way that that can be done is if everyone sits down together. The unilateral action isn't helping. The current games that are going on in the Tory party isn't helping either. That's leaving the great uncertainty and a lack of confidence. And really, it's very hard to negotiate when you don't know who you're realistically negotiating with, number one. And there's no certainty in terms of whether what's negotiated will actually stick on the other side. And I think that's one of the frustrations at European level, that it's kind of moving sands within the UK situation, where even what is agreed in principle doesn't appear to hold in the longer term. If something is agreed, a month later they're back looking for something different. I think what the EU wants more than anything out of the UK is certainty in what would be agreed, to be agreed by both parties, and then that the UK would commit to holding to that. That does not appear to have been the case. They're forming, undermining that type of scenario over the last couple of years.
What's your understanding right now of the state or stage of negotiations between the EU and the UK on the protocol?
Well, I think essentially the EU feel that they're not in a position to negotiate as long as the unilateral action from the UK is not taken off the table. And there is a real fear that if they continue to push through the bill, that could lead, certainly send us down the direction of a trade war, and we don't want that whatsoever. And I think the UK has to recognise that. If you look at a situation where in any economy, particularly in the UK economy, where there's inflationary pressures at the moment, are putting a massive burden on the people on the ground. And if you add the uncertainty of Brexit in on top of it, and the potential of a possible, well, we won't call it a trade war, but certainly trade difficulties, is only compounding those costs. So for the UK people alone, they have to recognise that. But for everybody, I think we have to get to a situation where there's agreed consensus on a way forward and an absolute commitment that will hold on all sides.
You're on the EU-UK Parliamentary Assembly. It's going to be meeting here in the European Parliament. What are the UK members of Parliament, who are members of that Parliamentary Assembly, what are the majority of them saying about the Northern Ireland Bill?
I think there's an issue in relation to that, in that the level of representation from Northern Ireland is not high enough. Essentially, there's only one Northern Ireland representative on the UK side. And that leaves the Northern Ireland voice out of the picture, which is a serious concern. So I would have a concern about the overall representation from the UK not reflecting the Northern Ireland position effectively enough. But I think in general, I don't know that there's enough recognition that there needs to be a consensus approach to this. That in any situation, like if you even look at the Good Friday Agreement, it was built on all sides coming together and coming to an agreement. And that's what's needed in this situation. And I think a lot of the people on the UK side still have a journey to come to that position.